in sound physical health. Today, the average lifespan in America is approaching 80, which means 50% of people will die above that and 50% of people will die below. Since you are smarter than the average, you're more knowledgeable, you're better informed, you're probably going to smash that average and live to be 90, 95, 100 years old. So set 100 as your goal and say to yourself, okay, I want to live to be 100 in great shape. What would I have to do? What kind of shape would I have to be in? What kind of life would I have to live physically in order to get there? So first of all, design your ideal body. If your ideal body was perfect, in other words, weight, fitness, tone, stretch, flexibility, and everything, if your body was perfect, what would it look like? And make a list of all the things. Remember, when you were a child, your body was perfect. And if your body's not perfect now, it just means that maybe you've forgotten to do a few things or you've done a few things you shouldn't have done. So start off with a clear picture of your perfect body and recognize that that is possible for you. One of the great things to do is look in some of the magazines and cut out pictures of people with beautiful bodies and then put your head, cut off your head from a photograph and put it on that person's body. And then put these pictures around your house so you see it everywhere. So your subconscious is constantly seeing that picture of you in beautiful shape, beautiful condition, and your subconscious starts to go to work. Put it on your refrigerator door. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Just carry it around and start thinking of yourself being superbly fit and healthy in every respect. Now, the key to physical health has always been contained in the 5-word formula: eat less and exercise more. Eat less and exercise more. Every single person who studies the subject, and now more and more people realize that the key to success is to eat less and exercise more, and to exercise every day. So discipline yourself to exercise daily. The very best time, of course, is in the morning. If you get up in the morning and exercise immediately, even if it's just stretching or going for a walk or riding a life cycle or walking on a treadmill, it doesn't matter what it is, if you get up in the morning and exercise immediately, not only will your body continue to burn calories all day, not only will you be more alert because you'll have highly oxygenated blood flooding your brain first thing in the morning, but you'll develop the discipline of starting on something that you would normally not want to do and getting it done, getting it out of the way. The more times I read about wealthy people, successful people, top business people, it's amazing how many of them get up at 5 o'clock and work out for an hour. It's absolutely astonishing. Over and over again, you see their daily routine is they get up at 5 or 5:30 and they work out for an hour before they start planning and organizing their day. If you can discipline yourself to do that, it'll have an enormous impact on your life. Also, when you exercise first thing in the morning for 30 to 60 minutes, your brain releases endorphins, which, as I said, make you happy. They make you feel exhilarated. They make you feel more creative, more positive. You'll feel more personable. You're more eager to get to work and so on. So morning exercise just starts you off in fantastic mental and physical condition. Now, to get rid of any extra weight that you might have, just eliminate the 3 white poisons. The 3 white poisons are anything that has flour in it, white flour, wheat flour, any kind of flour, makes you overweight. It sticks to your gut, to your hips, and to your thighs. Eliminate sugar and any sugar products. Eliminate desserts. Eliminate donuts. Eliminate soft drinks. Don't eat things with sugar in it, and eliminate salt. Don't put any salt on your food. There's plenty of salt in everything you do. I ran into a friend of mine recently who lost 20 pounds. I looked at him. He was just swaying. I mean, his suit jacket was swaying back and forth like a tent on a tent peg in the wind. I said, geez, I said, you've lost a lot of weight. I said, how did you do it? He said, I tried everything. I exercised. He said, I walked. I tried everything. He said, I finally stopped eating anything white. I stopped eating flour, foods, sugar, and salt. He said, dropped 22 pounds in 60 days. Never came back. And I've had people tell me that all over the world. So if you can discipline yourself to only eat fruits, vegetables, and proteins, no pasta, no bread, no rolls, no cakes, no desserts, no Cokes, no Colas, and no salt. If you can just do that, you'll see yourself losing weight from the first day. Some people will lose 3 or 4 pounds in the first week that they stop adding salt to anything. And then, of course, drink lots of water. Drink 8 glasses of water a day, and what that does is it washes all the impurities out of your system. Very simple process. Eat more salads. And here's a real kicker. Eat before 6 p.m. at night. Eat salad, eat light, and eat before 6 p.m. Everything you eat after 6 p.m., you accumulate. Everything you eat before 6 p.m. burns up before you go to bed. Don't eat within 3 hours of going to bed. Just eat a light or medium light at dinner, salad with a little bit of protein, before 6 p.m. or at 6 p.m., and you'll be astonished. The next morning, you'll be thinner. It's absolutely remarkable. Two more things, by the way, with regard to health. First of all, get regular medical and dental checkups. People often don't go to the dentist or the doctor until they need to. I find that it's false economy. Especially if you're over 40, you should have a complete medical every single year. And you should have regular dental checkups at least twice a year. If you're in business of any kind, you should have 4 visits to the orthodontist to clean your teeth every single year so that your teeth are really clean. They found there's a direct relationship between gum health and the health of your whole body. So with regard to self-discipline, just remember the Michael Jordan motto, just do it. If you think it's a good idea, do it. Get on with it. Don't waste time. Don't make excuses. Now, the sixth discipline is the discipline of regular saving and investing. One of the greatest goals that we have in life is to be financially independent. One of the greatest worries we have in life is our bills and our debts. The greatest fear we have in life is poverty or ending up our life with no money. So the very act of starting to provide for yourself financially transforms your thinking about yourself and your life. It makes you a happy person. So set a goal of financial independence. Decide that, by gum, I'm going to become financially independent. And resolve to get out of debt and stay out of debt. I've worked with countless people who have become financially independent, starting from nothing. And one of the things that they had was an aversion to debt. They hated debt. They avoided debt. The only debt they would accept would maybe be debt on a mortgage on the house that they live in. Maybe debt on a car. But even then, they don't like debt. And other than that, they avoid debt like the plague. So to get out of debt and stay out of debt, you have to discipline yourself. I have a good friend who, when we were 16, he got a job at a department store, and the department store offered the employees credit. And so he took out a full credit. He got $2,500 worth of credit, and he bought brand new appliances for his family, for his home, when he was still in high school. He got $2,500 into debt. That was when he was 16. Today, he's 62. He's still in debt. He never got out of debt for the rest of his life. Every time he approached getting out of debt, he'd go out and buy something else. And he's never been able to do anything he wanted to do. He's been stuck and desperate to keep his job all his life because he's never been out of debt. So your job is to get out of debt. Now, here's an interesting point, and I learned this from one of the smartest money managers I ever met. He said, when we're young, we associate money with pleasure. We get our first allowance, and we go, and we spend it on candy. And we think that when we have money, we go and we spend it on candy or things that make us feel good. Now, when we become adults, whenever we think of getting a lot of money, our first thought is spending it on something that makes us happy. If you go to a tourist resort where people are on vacation and having a good time, they're just lined street after street after street of knickknacks and gadgets and junk because people, when they're happy, associate going out and buying stuff. However, what this does is it keeps you broke all your life. So what you do, and this is what he told me, is you rewire yourself. You kind of pull out one wire and re-plug it in, and you say, instead of saying, I like spending money, you say, I like saving money. And you begin to think of how much you enjoy having money in the bank, how much you enjoy saving, how much you enjoy delayed gratification, how much you enjoy the idea of moving toward financial independence. And when you develop the habit of being happy about saving money, you start to find yourself more and more careful with your expenditures. Now, you know the rule for financial independence is to save 10, 15, 20% of your income throughout your life. And as your income grows, keep saving more and more and investing it, putting it away. As Albert Einstein said, compound interest is the most powerful force in the universe. So putting your money away in well-chosen mutual funds, money market funds, index funds, and just letting it grow over time. And don't worry about the stock market going up and down. The average increase in the U.S. stock market for the last 100 years has been 8 to 10% each year, taking good years and bad years into consideration. So your job is to save 10, 15, 20% of your income. Now, for most people, because they're in debt, they just discard that completely. Their mind shuts down. So here's what I say is develop the habit of saving 1% of your income. If you make $2,000 a month, that means you save $20. You go down to the bank and you open up a financial freedom account and you put in $20 from the first paycheck you get that month. And then you discipline yourself to live on the other 99%. Once you're comfortable living on 99%, then you increase it to 2% and 3% and 4%. Within a year, you'll have developed the habit of living on 85 to 90% of your income and automatically saving the balance. You can even have the amount deducted from your paycheck so it disappears and you never see it. Your paycheck goes into the bank and the amount is automatically deducted into your savings account or into an investment account. Soon, you develop the habit of living on less than you earn. And you change your thinking from I enjoy spending to I enjoy saving. A key way to save your money is to delay and to defer major purchase decisions. You'll find that if you think about buying a car or a washing machine or a stereo set or a new computer, if you think about it for 30 days, in many cases you won't do it at all, or if you do it, you'll make a better decision. One of the smartest things of all is to buy things that are used rather than things that are new. Do you know that millionaires never buy new cars? Millionaires never buy new cars. According to the studies by Stanley and Danko in The Millionaire Next Door, is they wait and they buy a car that's 2 years old, that's coming off lease, or that's been driven for 2 years and somebody's trading it in, and it's still under warranty for 3 years. And you can even get extended warranties on many cars where they'll go back and clean it all up and give you another 5 years on a two-year-old car. But what have you done? You save $10,000 or $20,000 on a car, and what do you do with that money? You put it away and let it grow with compound interest. If all you did was buy a used car every 5 to 8 years, drive it until it falls apart, and then buy another one, the money you'd save from buying new cars can make you rich. It can accumulate with compound interest into hundreds of thousands of dollars by the end of your working lifetime. If you're going to invest, the rule is investigate before you invest. My friend Ken Fisher of Fisher Investment says that 2/3 of all investing is avoiding making mistakes. Let me repeat that. 2/3 of all success in investing or business is avoiding making mistakes by making the wrong decisions or by making decisions too quickly. So if you're going to invest in anything, the rule is spend as much time investigating the investment as you spent making the money. You'll find that quick investment decisions are invariably poor investment decisions. Only invest in things that you know and understand. Don't invest in somebody else's idea or scheme or business. Only invest in things that you know. Number one rule is don't lose money. Whatever you do, don't lose money. If there's a possibility of losing a little bit of money and you do it, you're probably going to lose a lot. So be very careful. Once you earn the money, hold on to it. There's a Japanese proverb that says, making money is like digging in the sand with a pin. Losing money is like pouring water on the sand. It's easy to lose money, but it's hard to make it and keep it, and it's the most important discipline of all. Another discipline is to pay cash as often as possible and for as much as possible. Get rid of all your credit cards except for one and only use that one when you have to. The very act of paying cash really hypersensitizes you to how much it's costing and causes you to spend less money. W. Clement Stone once said, "If you cannot save money, the seeds of greatness are not in you." The primary reason why you save your money and accumulate it carefully is because it gives you two things. First of all, it gives you freedom. You know you've got money in the bank. If you don't like your job, you can walk away from it because you've got money in the bank. But the second thing it gives you is opportunity. If an opportunity comes along, you're prepared to take advantage of it. You don't have to say, I'm sorry, I don't have any money, I can't afford it, I'm broke, and people just shake their head in pity and walk away. As an adult, you should always have opportunity money put aside. And when you have it, you feel great about yourself. The difference between a person with a little money and a person with no money is night and day. A person with a little money feels great. A person with no money always feels inferior, anxious, worried, concerned, irritable, short-tempered. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, the seventh discipline is the discipline of hard work. There's nothing that will help you more than for you to develop a reputation as a hard worker. In the studies of self-made millionaires, again, they said, I didn't have better education, better talent, better knowledge, but I was willing to work harder than anyone else. Most self-made millionaires work 60 and 70 hours per week for 5, 10, 15 years before they break through. Most other people are trying to get by on 5 days a week, and then during those 5 days a week, they don't work very hard at all. The interesting thing, Thomas Jefferson once said, do you believe in luck? He was asked. He said, yes. He said, I believe in luck, he said, and the harder I work, the more of it I have. So the harder you work, the luckier you get. The harder you work, the more opportunities you have, the more doors open up to you, the more opportunities you see. So in America, the average work week is 32 hours. As you know, in France, legally, the average work week is 35 hours, but then most people waste about half their time at work. According to Robert Half International, the average person wastes 50% of their time in idle chit-chat with coworkers, coffee breaks, lunches, reading the paper, surfing the internet, doing all kinds of things that don't contribute anything to the work. So here's the rule that will make you successful, happy, and rich, and it's this. Work all the time you work. Work all the time you work. When you go to work, work. When you go to work, put your head down and go to work. Don't waste a single minute. Put your head down and work all day long. If somebody comes up to you and says, "Hi, how are you doing?" You say, "Fine, but right now I've got to get back to work, back to work, back to work." If you got a minute to chat, "Yes, but not now. Let's talk after work. Right now I've got to get my job done." And nobody will ever stop you when you say, "I've got to get back to work. I've got a job. I've got to get out. I've got something I have to get done." They'll go away and they'll ruin someone else's career. Remember, the greatest time wasters in the world of work are other people who take up your time with idle chit-chat and worthless gossip. You've got to avoid the time wasters. In every single company, these people go around and they're like a virus. They go around and they infect everybody they talk to. Stay away from time wasters. Now, here's a way to double your productivity, performance, output, and income. Here's a way to put yourself on the fast track, increase your income, and become one of the most valuable people in your industry. It's very simple. Start 1 hour earlier. And when you start, get to work. If the starting time in your company is 8:30, start at 7:30 or 7. Now you say, where are you going to get the time? Get up a little earlier and get going. Remember, all you do is beat the traffic if you get in there early. And get in there, plan your day, get going, get organized, get started. When other people come in, you are already running. You're already on your way. Work through lunch. There's no law that says you have to go out and kill an hour and a half at lunch. Eat at your desk, eat quickly, eat on the go. Use that time to work. Don't use that time to hang around. There's a thing sweeping America today about having fun at work. No, work is not fun time. Work is not the playpen or the sandbox. Work is not school. Work is work. What you do is you go to work and you work all the time. Don't worry about fun. Have your fun later, knowing that you've done a fantastic job and you've gotten a lot done. And finally, work 1 hour later. Be the last one to leave. Be the person who turns off the lights. Interesting, if you look at an entrepreneurial startup, a business that's being run by somebody who's really driving it forward, you'll find that the business owner is usually the first one there, works through the whole day, usually the last one to leave. Business owner usually works on Saturday and Sunday. At the end of the day, the business owner's got a beautiful home, house on the hill, beautiful cars, beautiful life, vacations, a boat in the yacht basin, and everybody says, "Boy, she is sure lucky." No, they're not lucky. They just worked all the time they worked. If you work 3 extra hours, start earlier, work harder, stay later, you'll add 6 hours of productive work to your day. Every hour of uninterrupted work when nobody's there translates into 3 hours of productivity when there's people around interrupting you. So keep asking at work, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? What is the most valuable use of my time right now? And then do only that. And keep saying, back to work. Back to work. Whenever you get distracted or you start to follow the path of least resistance and major and minor, say, wait a minute, I've got to get back to work, back to work, back to work. Now, the 8th discipline is the discipline of continuous learning. The rule is to earn more, you must learn more. If you want to earn more than you're earning today, you've got to learn new knowledge and skills that make it possible. Jim Rohn once said, very famously, he said, work at least as hard on yourself as you do on your work. Work at least as hard on yourself as you do on your work. So how do you do this? Well, you read in your field daily. If you read 60 minutes a day in your field, a little in the morning, a little in the evening, it'll translate into one book a week. One book a week will translate into 50 books a year. The average adult reads less than one book a year. And most nonfiction books are never read past the first chapter. If you read 50 books a year, it's the equivalent of getting a PhD in your field every single year. Just reading every day will make you one of the most proficient, most skilled, and ultimately highest paid people in your field. Listen to CDs in your car, like this. The average person drives 500 to 1,000 hours a year. That's the equivalent of 3 to 6 months, a 40-hour week. That's the equivalent of 1 to 2 full-time university semesters. Just listening to educational CDs in your car will make you one of the best informed people in your field. And finally, in continuous learning, attend seminars, take courses, take structured courses given by experts, given by authorities. You can learn more in a half day or a day from an expert than you might learn on your own in years. I've had many people walk out of my courses with one new idea and increase their income 5 times within 30 days. One new technique for getting new clients, prospecting. One new technique for presenting or overcoming objections. One new technique for closing sales or getting referrals, and their income has exploded. They'd have never learned it. They call me, they come to me, they say it was incredible. It changed my life, that one idea. Now, the average income in America increases about 3% a year. With additional knowledge and skill, you increase the rate at which your income goes up. If you get new knowledge and skill, you learn more, your income goes up 10% per annum, you'll double your income in 7.2 years. If your income goes up 25% per year, you'll double your income in 2 years and 8 months. In other words, the more you learn, the more you earn. The benefits of continuous learning are life-changing. And here's the final discipline, number 9, the discipline of persistence. Now, the discipline of persistence says that the greatest test of self-discipline is when you persist in the face of adversity and you drive yourself forward to complete your tasks 100%. The test of self-discipline is when you can drive yourself to keep on keeping on, even when everyone around you feels like quitting and you feel like quitting as well. You know, we say that courage has two parts. The first part of courage is the courage to begin. It's the courage to start. It's the courage to launch in the face of failure with no guarantees of success. But the second part of courage is the courage to endure, the courage to persist and to keep on going when you're tired and you're disappointed and nothing's working and there's no guarantee of success and maybe even a very large likelihood of failure. So it's really important. We say that your persistence is your measure of your belief in yourself and what you are doing. If you truly believe in the goodness and rightness and value of what you're doing, you will persist regardless of what's happening on the outside. And the more you believe in the goodness and rightness of what you're doing, the more you will persist. And wonderfully enough, the more you persist, the more you believe in yourself, the more you believe in the value of your work. Persistence seems to change your character. In reality, persistence is self-discipline in action. In the final analysis, your persistence is your measure of self-discipline. Self-discipline leads to self-esteem. Every time you practice self-esteem, you feel better about yourself, which leads to greater persistence, which leads to even greater self-discipline, and you get onto an upward spiral in life. That's why Napoleon Hill said that persistence is to the character of a man or woman as carbon is to steel. You actually make yourself, you shape yourself, you form yourself, you build yourself into a superior human being, a better and stronger person by persisting when you feel like quitting. So, you remember that movie where Al Pacino is the devil and Keanu Reeves asked him, is this a test? And he said, isn't everything in life a test? Well, every time you have the tendency to quit, every time you feel like giving up or cutting corners or stopping before you finish your task, say, wait a minute, this is a test. This is a test of my character. This is a test to see what I'm made of. And it's not what I'm working on that counts. It's the person I am becoming by either persisting or quitting. So always persist until you have completed the task. And as you do, you burst through and your brain floods with endorphins and you feel wonderful about yourself. Eventually, you develop the habit of persistence and you become unstoppable. Well, here are the 7 benefits of practicing self-discipline in every area of your life. Number 1, the habit of self-discipline guarantees your success. Every single successful person has that fundamental quality of persistence and tenacity, that fundamental quality of self-discipline to make themselves do what they should do, whether they feel like it or not. Number 2 is when you practice self-discipline, you'll get more done faster and better than other people. You'll get more results. You'll be more productive. You'll have higher levels of performance. You'll bring yourself to the attention of people who can help you and support you and move you forward. Number 3, you'll be paid more and promoted faster at any job, in any situation. The people with high levels of self-discipline who get the results are the ones who are immediately moved to the front of the line of life. Number 4, you'll have a greater sense of self-control, self-reliance, and personal power. You'll feel that you could do anything that you put your mind to because you have the ability to make yourself, to discipline yourself to do it anyway. Number 5, self-discipline is the key to self-esteem, self-respect, and personal pride. Every time you discipline yourself, you like yourself more. Every time you discipline yourself, you see yourself as a better person. Every time you discipline yourself, you feel great about yourself. You feel personally proud of yourself. It affects your personality in a very positive way. Number six, the greater your self-discipline, the greater your self-confidence, and the lower your fears of failure and rejection. Eventually, you develop self-confidence so that you can just walk through walls. And number seven, with self-discipline, you'll have the strength of character to persist over all obstacles until you succeed. With self-discipline, you achieve personal greatness. Hello, this is Brian Tracy again, and I have a question for you. Are you in business for yourself currently, or have you ever thought about starting your own business? Or are you in sales and interested in increasing your sales results by 50 to 100% over the next 3 to 6 months? If your answer is yes to either or more than one of these questions, I have some good news for you. More people are going to make more money and become financially independent, if not millionaires, in the next few years in America than ever before in history. And fully 80% of those new millionaires will be people who start and build their own successful businesses, and the top salespeople in every field. What this means is that about 80% of your chances of achieving financial independence in life lie in your ability to start a business or to sell well. If you're in business already, you're at the front of the line for achieving financial success. Your goal must be to operate your business with maximum efficiency so that you can maximize your profits at every step along the way. Now, if you're in sales, you owe it to yourself to learn how to be one of the highest paid people in your industry. Remember, in life, you can earn a little or you can earn a lot. The choice is largely up to you. No one is smarter than you and no one is better than you. If someone is doing better than you are financially, it's simply because they know more about what they are doing than you do at the current moment. All business skills, all sales skills, are learnable. If you can drive a car, use a cell phone, or operate a computer, you can learn any business or selling skill. Once you learn a specific business skill, you can use it over and over again. Each time you use it, you get better and better at it and get better results in less time. This is the way most people achieve great personal and business success, and so can you. Why am I telling you this? Well, the average business owner earns between $60,000 and $100,000 per year. The average salesperson earns about $45,000 a year. Some, however, earn hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in the same fields, selling the same products and services to the same customers under the same competitive conditions. And some even earn millions. The high road to financial success has always been entrepreneurship, starting and building your own profitable business and learning how to sell. Again, why do I tell you this? Well, over the years, I have worked with more than 1,000 companies in 25 countries around the world. I have trained more than 3 million people and created thousands of millionaires in sales and entrepreneurship. I have personally started, built, managed, or turned around 22 companies. I have written more than 40 books and produced more than 300 audio and video learning programs on personal sales and business success. Well, we've now brought all of these things together, all the best ideas for starting and building a profitable business and for successful selling, and we're now making them available to you at low cost, fully supported with audios, videos, and workbooks to teach you how to become financially successful in your business or in sales or in both. We have created the Brian Tracy Online University of Sales and Entrepreneurship to show you the step-by-step processes that you can follow to increase your income, become financially independent, and eventually become a self-made millionaire. Brian Tracy Online University is designed for ambitious men and women like yourself who have two qualities. First, they recognize that to earn more, you must learn more. The ideal students for BTU realize that their key to the future is the continuous acquisition of knowledge and skill in business and sales. You probably know by now that you cannot achieve more by simply working longer and harder hours. Instead, you must learn how to operate your business with greater efficiency, effectiveness, and profitability. You must learn how to focus, concentrate, and sell more of your products and services to more customers at better prices. The only way that you can achieve business and sales success is by learning and practicing new strategies and techniques, and by applying these techniques to your business activities every single day. The second quality for students to attend Brian Tracy University is that they have the self-control, self-mastery, and self-discipline to invest at least 1 hour per week in learning how to sell or to run their businesses more profitably. As Napoleon Hill once said, "Self-discipline is the master key to riches." If you have this discipline, or you can develop it, your future can be unlimited. If you are in your own business or thinking of starting a business or in sales, the courses offered at Brian Tracy University will save you thousands of dollars and many years of hard work in achieving the same level of financial success. All the information you need to enroll is at briantracyu.com. But let me tell you briefly what you get when you become a student in the Brian Tracy University of Sales and Entrepreneurship. First of all, you will participate in a structured learning program built around a series of practical, proven methods, techniques, and strategies that you can use immediately to improve your business and your sales. You will learn how to make more sales faster and easier. You will learn how to boost your revenues and your profits. You will learn how to reduce costs and cut expenses. You will learn how to make better decisions and how to operate your business at the highest level of efficiency. Each lesson takes less than 1 hour to complete. You can move through the program faster or slower as you choose. Some students take one lesson per week, and other students take one lesson per day. It's up to you. It's completely self-directed learning. In addition, with your enrollment in these internet-based business and sales learning programs, you receive in the mail workbooks, CDs, DVDs, and books and articles that reinforce and support what you are learning. Within a few weeks or even days, you will be making better decisions, taking more effective actions, and getting better business and sales results than you ever thought possible. You will learn how to double your personal income and then double it again. You will learn the insights, ideas, and so-called secrets of success practiced by the most successful people in every business, large or small. The courses at Brian Tracy University are inexpensive and based on years of practical experience with hundreds of companies. Each course and each lesson in each course is focused on helping you to get immediate, measurable financial results. At Brian Tracy University, you get the equivalent of a practical street-smart MBA in effective business and sales methodology. Once you've completed the core courses in business success, you will be able to graduate and move onward to advanced courses in selling, management, and personal productivity. Or you can start with high-performance selling and see your income increase immediately. When you have finished each program, you will receive a certificate of completion, like a diploma, suitable for framing. Hundreds of thousands of my business and sales students worldwide have achieved extraordinary financial results after attending my seminars and training sessions and listening to my CDs or watching my DVDs. Many people have doubled and tripled their incomes and even become rich by simply reading my books. Now, all of the best ideas I have developed in more than 25 years of working with hundreds of businesses and thousands of people are available to you at your fingertips anytime, anywhere, on demand at Brian Tracy University. If you're truly serious about your financial future, if you would like to learn how to build a successful business and achieve high levels of sales and profitability, come to Brian Tracy University at briantracyu.com today and enroll. These easy-to-take, easy-to-learn, internet-delivered programs will give you the critical skills you need to achieve any financial goal you can set for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. Come to briantracyu.com and take one of the free personal assessments to learn your strengths and weaknesses today. If you're in business or starting a business, take the 25-question assessment, Reasons for Business Success and Reasons for Business Failure. This special self-graded diagnostic instrument is used by businesses worldwide to determine their areas of strength and weakness and their areas of opportunity for profit growth. If you're in sales, come and take the free sales skills assessment to learn what you need to do to increase your sales rapidly. You can come to BrianTracyU.com and download either or both of these assessments at no cost or obligation. If your goal is to achieve financial independence and even become a self-made sales or entrepreneurial millionaire in the months and years ahead, come to Brian Tracy University and let me show you exactly what you need to do to increase your sales and to build and maintain a highly profitable business. Prove it for yourself. Come to BrianTracyU.com, download the free business or sales analysis, and see how you are doing today in each area. If these assessments are helpful to you, your next step may be to enroll at Brian Tracy University and begin moving toward the financial success that you both deserve and desire. The main difference between success and failure is decisiveness. Successful people get the facts, make a decision, and take action. The keys to your future are knowledge, skill, and continuous learning. Brian Tracy University is the fastest and easiest way for you to get the skills you need. Please take action today. This is Brian Tracy. Thank you for listening. I look forward to working with you in achieving your business and sales success goals in the months ahead.